Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
You know, Alan, one of the things that's kind of interesting is a wine that's probably underappreciated in this country is sherry.
Yeah, just slightly.
That's right. And I think part of the problem is that when you say the word sherry, people think of Harvey's Bristol Cream or...
And Little Old Maiden Aunts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And actually, sherry is a very broad range of styles.
Oh, it sure is.
And there's some amazingly wonderful producers that are not household names.
And well, the one that is a household name for you and me is Emilio Lustau. We've been following him for about 30 years. Just a great label. And I had a chance to sit down at a tasting of basically the whole spectrum of sherries. And I'm going to say right off the bat, each and every one of these got a three-star rating from me, which is my high
That's
rating.
That's big, yeah.
Yeah, and they're all between $20 and $30 a bottle.
That's not bad.
And you can get the half bottles too,
which
is fun.
And the nice thing about sherry is you stick the cork back in and it's still good.
Sure is. Let's start with the driest, which is the Fino sherry made from Palomino grapes. The Fino should be served very, very cold, and it's just light and delicate, bone dry, and nothing sets your appetite up better than a glass of Fino sherry with an olive or two. Really, really lovely wine. I just like it an awful lot. Very closely related to that is Manzanilla. And Papi Russa is the nickname for their Manzanilla. And kind of the same idea, very pale, very dry, but it's made right next to the sea. And the winery is kind of open. They open up the windows and you supposedly
so
get
this.
So
is there a briny character?
There is. It's so funny that you taste a little bit, just a tad of salt in it. It's just wonderful. It's very, very fresh. Would go really well with shrimp, I think.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's really cool. I think maybe the most famous name is Amontillado, thanks to Edgar Allan Poe.
Right.
And their Los Arcos is just an incredible Amontillado. This, again, is dry, but it has a rich character to it. So even though there's no sweetness whatsoever, you do get a sense of richness on it. And it's light and it's supple. And you're talking more now about things that'll go with food a little bit better.
Sure.
Really nice. Then comes the wine I still haven't completely come to grips with, which is Paolo Cortado. It's sort of halfway in between Amontillado and Oloroso, which is a frankly richer, sweeter wine. Let's just say this is Amontillado with a little touch more richness to it, a little more bottom, but the same gracefulness, the same essential dryness. A really, really nice type of wine. Now, here's the one that I like the most. It's called Oloroso, and their wine is Pata de Gallina. We've had that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we've both had it in our cellars time to time. This is one of my favorite wines in the world. It is just, it's rich, slightly, ever so slightly sweet. And this is the kind of thing you want to pour into your crab bisque or something like that. You know, it's just, it's perfect.
For with a little tapas.
That's right. And it's a wonderful wine, very satisfying wine to drink. And I like it an awful lot. And finally, we get down to Pedro Ximénez, which is the name of a grape. It's not, I guess maybe at some point it was a guy.
Right.
But it's a grape, and it's the one they grow to make their sweet sherries out of. And Pedro Ximénez, this Saint Emilio bottling that they have, is dark and heavy and rich. And we all felt it was sort of like drinking liquid Christmas fruitcake, something along those lines. But not overwhelmingly sweet, which is kind of the interesting thing. So I think if you want to have some fun, go out and get a half bottler, two of these Emilio Lustau sherries, and you'll have some fun. They're not terribly expensive for the quality you get. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.